exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
We are chatting today to Bernard Buys of the Val Betty Bangles ahead of their show, which is happening on Wednesday. Very big welcome to the show, Bernard and Betty.
Baie dankie, thank you. Ek moet ek nou totalig wees nou.
Jy kan wees net hoe jy wil. Eerstens, voor ons oor die show praat, daar's groot nuus, want hierdie is die laaste show wat ons vir rukkie in Suid-Afrika gaan sien van Betty Bangles.
Dit is, ja, dit is. Ja, hierdie een, hier was veronderstel om die laaste een te wees, en toe hoor almal nou, en nou is almal gesin, ons wil jy ook hê, ons wil jy ook hê, so daar is nou nog 'n paar ander ook laastes. Ek so sure. Dis is in, dis my laaste, but ja, daar's nog.
Ja.
So ja, maar ja, ek is op pad land uit.
Ach, dit is hartseer. Vertel bietjie daai storie.
Ja, dit is bittersweet. It's been a long time coming. Ek dink van kleins af nog altyd gedink, like, ek hoort iewers anders. Like, ek het altyd gedink ek oor see bly, en maar ek dink dit is meer vir 'n glamorous rede as enigiets anders gewees. Opbou van klomp situasies, en ek bedoel die issues in die land en alles het nou maar my gedruk om die skuif te maak. So ja, en ek het werk gekry. Ek se hairstylist, as ek nie Betty is nie. So ek het werk gekry as 'n hairstylist in 'n salon in Auckland, en ja, so nou gaan ek die stap vat.
Vat vir my terug na die begin van Betty toe. Hoe lank is die karakter nou al daar? Waar het jy, hoe het jy op die karakter uitgekom?
So, ek was altyd op stage gewees, en dit is iets wat ek nog, ek het van kleins af vir my ma in die sitkamer, twee besemstokke met 'n laken, en dis hoe ek vir die shows gedoen het in die sitkamer. So ek was altyd entertain, dis iets wat altyd in my was, en ek wou drama gaan swat het, maar dinge het nie so uitgewerk nie. So, toe het ek een keer na 'n klub toe gegaan in Pretoria, dit was 99, ons die Botox. toe sien ek 'n drag show vir die eerste keer in my lewe, en dis ook die eerste keer wat ek in 'n gay club was, en 'n nuwe wêreld het vir my oopgegaan, en dit was so glamorous geweest, en toe gou ek myself, ek wil dit doen. En ek het eers backstage begin help met skoene vasmaak en props opdra en sulke goedjies, en toe het ek my kans gekry op stage, en toe het ek myself eers Bernice genoem. Nou, Bernice, jammer vir die Bernice daar buiten, maar Bernice het so sad gelyk as wat sy geklink het. It was not a good look. En toe daai jaar, dit was 2000, einde 2000 vir Gay Pride, toe dog ek nie, ek hoort 'n revamp, toe vat ek 'n week en ek tease om into oblivion, spray om met hardware spray paint, blou gespray paint, glitter op die oë, glitter op die lippe, maar alles blou, met 'n blou sequin rok. En toe ek uit die kamer uitstap, toe sê een van my vriende, jy nou Betty Bangles, kyk hoe lyk jy. En vir die mense wat nou nie verstaan nie, die gay slang vir polisie is Betty Bangles, oor die boeie.
Ja.
En hulle dra ons blou, en dis waar die koneksie gemaakt is, en die naam het gestak. So, Betty Bangles is daar gebore, en dit is nou 22 jaar later.
So 22 years later, looking at the drag scene in South Africa, are you seeing that it's growing? Are you seeing that there's other Betty Bangles coming up van die jonger klomp? Of is dit maar nou, jy kom by 'n vlak uit and that's kind of where you stay?
No, absolutely. The growth has been phenomenal. Ek bedoel, as ek kyk na drag, daai tyd was drag huge. Ek meen, jy het in 'n klap ingestap en jy het die drag queens aanbid en geveer. En op 'n stadium het dit half uitgefase. It was almost like frowned upon from the gay community, not even from straight people. En dit is half, as jy in 'n drag in 'n klub instap, dan is dit so, wat soek jy nou hierso? En it started again, and it just took off. And I think greatly because of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah, I mean, that show has become a phenomenon, yeah, I mean, all over the world.
Catapulted into the mainstream media, and like, yeah, so it's net amazing hoe drag groeit van daar af. En as jy kyk na die drag queens wat daar is, I mean, Adam van, hy's in Johannesburg, en Manila Von Teese, en Kajaladi, en Riri Rouge, I mean, die lys is oneindig. En world standard drag wat Suid-Afrika het.
And it's, I think a lot of people don't know how much performance art and theatre is in it. Want dis sing, dis dance, dis comedy, dis props, dis
make-up, hare.
En nou moet jy weet hoe om te, you gotta sew, you gotta do all of these things. You are so talented as a creator of things. Like, it's a very difficult art form to participate in.
Yeah, it's not. And that's always, it's a difficult thing. When people book a drag queen, they can never understand why we ask, say, 2,000 rand for one song. I'm like, but we just want you for one song. I'm like, yes, but it takes me 2 hours to get ready. My outfit cost 3,000 rand. My makeup is 2,000 rand. So, like, it's expensive.
Yeah, because I mean, just in terms of the amount of makeup you must go through, it's not just a layer of foundation and a gentle eyeshadow.
No.
This opgeverf.
Yeah, and it's not like any other artists, like actually Bobby van Jaarsveld, wat op stage kan klim in a mic vasthou en net sing in myself, obviously. It's like you have to, first of all, create someone else.
Yeah.
And then act that person throughout your performance of 2-3 hours. So yeah, it's a lot, but it's so much fun.
It's transformative.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask a bit about the show that's happening on Wednesday. What can people expect? Give us more details.
Okay, so my show's always tongue in cheek. It's always, I want people to sit back and forget about everything. Like, forget about load shedding, forget about your sick dog at home, forget about work, just sit back and relax, and also question a bit, like, what's happening on stage, but never to shock people. I always want people to laugh. Like, one of my most famous songs I do is Beiburwa from Karika Kiesenkamp, where I lift a dress and it's a sunflower, like Blom in die Hare. So there's always, like, it's the song, but I take it a little bit further, make people think a bit, but never, like I say, never to shock people. I want them to walk out and learn a bit more about a craft that they didn't know about, and also walk out with questions that, and also feel free to, after the show, ask me, like, listen, yeah, but how do you do that? Why do you do that? Don't be afraid to ask questions at a show. But yeah, this show, I mean, I do it with Riri Rouge and with Lulu Blue. So it's an hour and a half of just fun and fabulousness, and there's songs from Karika Kiesenkamp, Amanda Strydom, straight through to Lady Gaga and Madonna. So yeah, I mean, there's something for everyone.
Where can people get details?
So tickets is available on Quicket. Just search Betty Bangles and you'll find it. And it's only 120 rand. So come say bye and laugh and cry with me.
Yeah, ons gaan vir jou mis. 22 jaar is, I mean, you're an institution when it comes to drag in South Africa. You know, it's been, there are a couple of important performers who have stuck around and done all of this. And, you know, I mean, Pieter Derkes is a national icon, and he's had Tani Vita for forever. And it's an important thing for young aspiring creatives and artists to be able to look up to older people in the community who've been doing this, who've been blowing open the doors and creating the spaces. Luister, as jy 99 daar in Pretoria rondgedoel het, ek ook hoor. So ek denk ons is net die selfde. But no, it's important for the kids who are 20 at the moment to see a space and to see creators creating careers out of these kind of things.
No, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And yeah, like I say, I mean, it's a bittersweet thing to leave behind what I built, but I'm also very excited for the unknown and to get on a stage with no expectation.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing, actually.
Wat gaan jy die meeste mis van Suid-Afrika?
Oh, load shedding.
Ek het nou ja, ek kan nie wag nie.
En ek kan nie wag om
ek hoop daar's bottles. Nee, ek het nou op pad hiernatoe gaan met 'n vriendin ontmoet vir koffie, en ek sê vir haar, ek staan nou last week by Spar, and by the counter, maak ek jokes met die cashier. And like, most people in South Africa are in a place where we can joke about the past, all in good fun, nothing weird or anything, but we can make jokes and we understand each other. And I mean, I was standing there waiting for her to ring my things up, and we were joking and laughing, and I'm like, I'm gonna miss this. Like, the people and our sense of humor. Like, it's unique to South Africa.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Well, I mean, it's going to be such a great send-off. And I hope it's not going to be the only send-off, because as you say, there have been the inquiries coming in. I'm all weird.
Yeah.
So die laaste is, nou moet daar nog laastes wees.
Ja, nee, daar's 'n laasie in vir Joburg, die 8ste Julie by Bosco's. En daar's een, hy's nog in die pipeline vir Limpopo. So nee, ons... Ek doen 'n hele farewell tour nou.
Ja, Elton John.
Well, go and keep an eye on the tickets. They will be on quicket.com for Betty Bangles and the last couple of shows. Waar kan mens jou volg op die social medias?
At Betty Bangles op Instagram, at Betty Bangles XL op Facebook. For more than one reason. Maar ja, search net Betty Bangles en jy gaan vir my kry.
There it is. All the details will be up on those socials as well for all of the tickets. Ons gaan vir jou mis.
Dank, ek gaan julle ook mis. Maar julle moet aan die show toe kom.
Beslis, Woensdag, ons ja, is daar.
Sien julle daar.
Excellent. Betty Bangles live on the farewell, are we calling it a farewell tour?
Ja, a see you later tour.
A see you later tour.
Ja.
The Betty Bangles see you later tour at Betty Bangles on Instagram. Go and check it out.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.